Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots are now 6-1 on the season as the team heads to Buffalo next Sunday to face a division rival. The Pats beat the Steelers 27-16 in Pittsburgh yesterday in a game that was closer than the score suggested until the very end. With us from Pittsburgh this morning to break down the game is ESPN Boston football writer Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for speaking with us.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So the Pats won, but seemed a bit off their rhythm. What was wrong with them yesterday?
Well, you know, there's something that said you take the win even though they don't always have the style points that you would like them to have. And what was wrong was they made a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes, turnovers. Their first offensive play, wide receiver Chris Hogan caught the football and had it stripped away and recovered by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Julian Edelman, another receiver who's usually very sure-handed, fumbled away a punt return. They had a couple dropped passes from players who are usually more reliable than that, but they were able to overcome those miscues.
The Pittsburgh defense took away for a while the Patriots' short passing game, which of course Brady and the offense rely on.
They did, and one of the things that was very impressive to me, Bob, was the way the Patriots responded to that. And for example, Tom Brady kept the play alive with his legs a couple of times on third down when the Patriots were very, very efficient in the first half. They were five of their first five on third down, which helped them extend some drives, but where they couldn't do it the normal way, they would like to do it with some of those short passes, they needed to rely on some other ways to move the football.
A milestone game for Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, who tied a franchise record with his 68th career touchdown, but Gronk and Brady didn't really seem to have a tight connection in the game.
No, and that was because of the attention that the Pittsburgh Steelers paid to Gronkowski. And what we saw, Bob, was that touchdown came at a critical time in the game. The Steelers had really seized the momentum midway through the third quarter, closing the Patriots' lead to 14-13, and the Patriots really needed to find something that they could hang their hat on to settle the game down, and the Steelers made one mistake, and they forgot to cover Rob Gronkowski with two players, and when you make that one mistake, the Patriots will most often find it and make you pay for it, and that's exactly what happened on that touchdown play.
I want to ask about Pats kicker Steve Gostkowski. He missed an extra point after a touchdown yesterday, second one he missed this season. He's also missed three field goals, pretty uncharacteristic for a very reliable guy. Are the Pats concerned about him?
Well, I asked Bill Belichick that question after the game, and he put his support behind Gostkowski, saying, "We'll work through it." And right when I heard that, my first thought was, they're not looking for another kicker, Bob, you know, to bring in and maybe replace him. But certainly there's a level of concern there, as Belichick also said, we got to make those kicks. And just to give you some context, Steven Gostkowski didn't miss an extra point in the regular season last year, 52 of 52, and he missed three field goals all of last regular season. So this is very uncharacteristic for him.
All right, next Sunday, the Pats play the Bills out in Buffalo. Of course, the Bills beat the Pats earlier this season. The Pats looking for payback?
Well, they are, and one thing that fell fortunately for the Patriots was that game was supposed to be for first place in the AFC East division, but the Buffalo Bills lost on Sunday down in Miami to fall to 4-3. They had won four straight games. The Patriots at 6-1 now have a two-game lead in the division, and they're going to look at this game, Bob, as a chance to really put the Bills behind them from the big picture playoff perspective and take possibly a three-game lead in the division. They'll be motivated to play, and then the next week they'll have their bye week. They'll be off after that. They'd love to go into that bye week with a three-game lead in the division.
All right, we'll talk to Mike Reese next Monday after the Bills game with the Pats. Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN Boston and provides regular analysis here at WBUR. Mike Reese, good morning, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.